I was waiting for a man who was planning to die. I parked with my back to the station so I could face the busy main road. It was washed with autumn sunshine that was like a fading memory of summer days. 100 metres away, there was a young woman who was dressed for the gym looking in the window of the newsagent. A large German shepherd sitting patiently by her side, its lead loose, its intelligent face carefully watching her. The dog totally at ease among the rush hour crowds. "Now that's a beautiful dog," I said. The woman smiled and scratched the back of the dog's ears in response. And then there was a man's voice in my ear, although he was not addressing me. "Reception's good for Delta One." Then there were more voices in my ear as they checked the transmission for the other radio call signs. And all over the surveillance chatter, I could hear the studied calm that the police use at moments of extreme tension, like a pilot talking to his passengers when all his engines are on fire. "Nothing to worry about, folks." I scanned the street for the spotter vans and unmarked cars and plainclothes officers on foot. But they were good at their job. All I could see was the woman with the beautiful German shepherd. "Delta One," the surveillance officer said to me. "We see you and we hear you, Max. You're running point. We're waiting on your positive visual ID when Bravo One is in the grab zone. Stay in the car." Bravo One was the man who was planning to die. "Copy that," I said.